You're listening to SBS News.
Mike, that's only his first name. We have to keep his full name secret for security reasons. He's opening up a machine he first built 40 years ago in a secret lab inside GCHQ, the British centre responsible for supplying the UK government with signals, intelligence and information.
Opening it up, we have a black interior. What you have here is a portable, secure telephone system known as BRAHMS.
It looks like a briefcase, probably because it is a briefcase.
When conceived, a colleague and myself went to the local department store and bought two black briefcases, which would look inconspicuous, obviously, if somebody were carrying it around.
Secret agencies at first built such devices back in the Second World War for Britain's Prime Minister at the time, Winston Churchill, and US President Franklin D. Roosevelt to speak, but they were massive. What was new about BRAHMS was that it was portable.
The core element is what's known as a vocoder, which analyses the human speech and turns them into digits.
A piece of paper tape scrambles the digits, and the device at the other end can unscramble them to make a machine-like voice. There was one problem with the BRAHMS. The machine had an issue with women.
Unfortunately, ladies' voices didn't come out very well. Because of their high frequency of voices, it didn't analyse them very well.
This didn't prevent Margaret Thatcher becoming the first Prime Minister to use BRAHMS. The device came into its own during the Falklands War of 1982 between Britain and Argentina for communicating intelligence quickly between analysts, leaders and military commanders. Dave Abritat is GCHQ's historian.
Well, communication security is paramount in any military conflict. It's getting information out as quickly as possible, which can have reverberations for saving lives, stopping a ship with incoming aircraft.
That gender issue still occasionally caused problems, though. Stephanie was working on the Falklands inside GCHQ.
Small hours of the morning, and the telephone rang, and we were an entire ladies' shift in the office at that particular time. We all looked at each other and said, well, there aren't any men in the office. One of us is going to have to answer the phone. So I went and answered the phone and spoke to somebody who was really very excited about a particular piece of information.
Are you allowed to tell me what the top secret bit of intelligence was?
No.
Still not now, 40 years on?
Probably not.
No.
It was that good.
The BRAHMS could be used undercover in hostile locations, and Mike can still recall the instructions on how to prevent its secrets falling into enemy hands.
I mean, you could use it in a hotel room if you're visiting somewhere. Supposing somebody who has nasty intentions towards you, you don't want them to use the equipment. Switch off and get rid of the fill tape. Destroy it, burn it, even eat it, the last resort.
That story by the BBC's Gordon Carrera. I'm Alan Lee for SBS News.